The others are probably warned, yes. But since they aren't on my direct line to the throne, they probably aren't taking it as seriously as this Prelin, or Wembleson, is. Or if they are, they won't keep it up as long. They can't, and get any joy out of life at all. And you can't say a word to Prelin about his screens, either, the Tellurian went on in reply to a thought. They're legal enough, just as much so as spy ray blocks. Every man has a right to privacy. Just one question here, or just one suspicious move, is apt to blow everything into a cocked hat. You fellows keep on working along the lines we laid out, and I'll try another line. If it works, I'll come back and we'll open this can the way you want to. That way, we may be able to get the lowdown on about 400 planetary organizations at one haul. Thus it came about that Kinnison took his scarcely used indetectable speedster back to Prime Base, and that, in a solar system prodigiously far removed from both Tellus and Bronsica, there appeared another tramp meteor miner. Peculiar people, these toilers in the interplanetary voids, flotsam and jetsam, for the most part the very scum of space. Some solar systems contain more asteroidal and meteoric debris than did ours of Sol, others less, but few, if any, have none at all. In the main, this material is either nickel iron or rock, but some of these fragments carry prodigious values in platinum, osmium, and other noble metals, and occasionally there are discovered diamonds and other gems of tremendous size and value. Hence, in the asteroid belts of every solar system there are to be found those universally despised but nevertheless bold and hardy souls who, risking life and limb from moment to moment though they are, yet live in hope that the next lump of cosmic detritus will prove to be bonanza. Some of these men are the sheer misfits of life. Some are petty criminals, fugitives from the justice of their own planets, but not of sufficient importance to be upon the wanted lists of the patrol. Some are of those who, for some reason or other, addiction to drugs perhaps, or the overwhelming urge to occasionally to go on a spree, are unable or unwilling to hold down the steady jobs of their more orthodox brethren. Still others, and these are many, live that horridly adventurous life because it is in their blood. Like the lumberjacks who in ancient times dwelt upon Tellus, they labor tremendously and unremittingly for weeks only and deliberately to blow in the fruits of their toil in a few wild days, and still wilder nights of hectic, sanguine, and lustful debauchery in one or another of the spaceman's hells of which every inhabited solar system has its quota. But, whatever their class, they have much in common. They all live for the moment only, from hand to mouth. They were all intrepid spacemen. They have to be. No others last long.